And while it's a hotly contested, controversial matter, it's my belief that it is in the long-term interest of both the foundation and the task force and the program.
Okay.
So that's essentially where we are at this point.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
This is your timekeeper. It is 7:40. What was the time we were going to adjourn this?
That was the time we're supposed to end. We have several more items on. There's one which is, I think, should be easily handled in 5 minutes. It's from the Personnel Committee. It's the motion that the committee recommend to the Pacifica National Board that the evaluation period for the CFO be February 1st, 2010 through July 31st, 2010. It would be useful for the Personnel Committee to have this established. Is there any objection to going for five more minutes in order to handle this issue?
Point of order, George.
Let's see. I heard Nia first.
Okay. Also, the audit committee needs to go. I mean, everybody's talking about how bad the audit is. I don't need the whole 10 minutes. It's just to approve the motion that's there. So I think that two should be considered for 5 minutes. That could be extended for 15, let's say 10 minutes, five for the first and five for audit.
It's in order to make that motion.
I move to extend 15 minutes to wrap up all the committee reports.
Second.
Thank you, Summer. I second.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to have to be really sharp to do it in 15 minutes, but is there any objection to that? Okay, good. Hearing none, the Personnel Committee, which is either Nia or Bill, who wants to make this motion?
Mr. Chair.
Sorry, either Afia. Sorry. I confused it before. My apologies to both of you. Go ahead. Who's going to make the motion?
Well, I think it's just read the motion. That the reasoning behind it is because of the late start in the processing. Late start in coming on board and actually becoming actively engaged. And we feel that the 6 months should actually begin in February because of that and would logically end in July.
Point of order, George?
Yes, who's that? Hi, Ricardo.
Ricardo?
Arlene?
I think this is a executive session item. Since we're talking about one particular individual.
Second.
What, George?
I'm thinking about that one. Is it relevant to that issue, Nia?
Yes.
Okay. Well, say what you have to say. I'd like advice from the board anyway.
Yeah, the start date for both executives, that's public knowledge. We're not discussing anything further. It's just the start date.
That sort of makes sense to me. Yes, point of information, Summer?
Yes. Does this apply equally to the ED as well as the CFO? Is that what I was
That's not hearing? What it says. It's just for the CFO.
Okay.
No.
Thank you.
Are we taking a stack on this point?
Well, it's a point of order. I have to rule on it first. And my feeling is that Nia is correct. This is just about a date. The discussion doesn't have to involve anything about the person who is in the position.
I'm gonna
rule that it's in order to continue on this.
Bill for the stack.
I call for the question, Mr. Chairman.
Arlene.
Let's hear from Arlene first, and then Bill, and
Campbell.
And Campbell. Okay. Well, I heard. Alberto. Arlene, go ahead.
I just think that would be totally fair. I totally support this motion. It's not fair to judge what was happening before February 1st.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Bill.
That's essentially what I was going to say. Our CFO only started full-time in that position February 1st, so we should give her 6 months for the evaluation period.
Okay. Alberto, we've only got about two more minutes on this discussion. It'll take longer than that to take a vote on closing the discussion. Can I just go on to the next person on the stack?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's Campbell.
Yes. I think the CFO's been functioning in the position for a considerable period of time and working with both persons in the individual stations as well as with the National Finance Committee. And I think that it would be entirely appropriate for that period of time to be considered in this regard. Of course, some consideration has to be made for the dual functions, but I think that even considering that, there's a body of work that should be considered.
Anyone else want to speak to this? Okay. Hearing none, let's go to a vote on this. Is there any objection to the motion as it stands?
Yes.
Okay. Would you take the vote, Richard?
Okay. Jim Bennett.
Yes.
Fio Wangazi.
Yes.
Jerome Amir.
Pass.
Tracy Rosenberg. Andrea Turner.
Pass.
Joe Wanzala. I can't hear you, Joe. Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Lindsay Radford. Summer Reese.
Pass.
Rico Ross. Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Berto Lorero.
Yes.
Richard Uzel. Yes. Nia Berriaco.
Yes.
Kathy Davis. Jennifer Jager.
Yes.
Charlie Steinberg.
Yes.
Alonzo Brown.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson.
No.
Kimberly Orndorff.
Yes.
Marcel Reed. Marcel?
Yes. I'm telling you, I don't know when I'm on and off. Okay, yes.
Okay. Gotcha. There were some passes. I see. Jerome.
Yes.
Andrea.
Yes.
Joe Wanzala. Summer Reese.
Yes.
Sixteen to one.
Okay, motion passes. The Archives Task Force. Who is the chair of that committee or task force?
I don't think it's met.
It has not, and I don't.
It hasn't met? Okay, we'll skip that then. The Audit Committee, Nia, I believe you are the chair. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. We had a meeting with Tony Pohl to discuss the 2009 management letter, and the responsibility of the audit committee is to make sure that management has established effective processes for maintaining adequate internal controls and procedures for accurate financial reporting. I think by now all of us know that. I'm going to be very brief because time is of the essence. When we talk with Tony Pohl, basically, he said, as everyone knows, and you know, that our foundation is literally out of control. And the audit committee, we had 13 out of 15 members that night, and I must say everybody was enthusiastic, and everyone understood the challenges that the foundation is facing and is willing to work with Arlene and LaVarne. So in that spirit, they came up with a motion, and the motion reads, one, The audit committee will immediately review the auditor's 2009 management letter in relation to the Pacifica National Policies and Procedures Manual adopted in 2007 and then develop recommendations for remedial action. Two, the audit committee recommends that the PNB adopt the following motion. Excuse me. The motion reads that the PNB directs the executive director and CFO to immediately begin working in conjunction with the audit committee on a plan based on the 2007 Financial Policies and Procedures Manual that will A, address the deficiencies identified in the management 2009 letter, and B, establish adequate internal controls for accurate financial reporting. The PNB further directs the executive director and CFO to provide written and oral progress reports for each PNB teleconference and in-person PNB meeting until all these issues have been addressed. And that was, this motion was crafted out of the advice of the external auditor, Tony Pohl.
Point of information.
Yes.
Who's that?
Mr. Chair, didn't we pass the auditor's report in an earlier meeting?
Washington, D.C.
Yes.
I believe so.
Yes, we did. And the reason
so
I asked...
Doesn't this belong to the PNB then, not the audit committee?
No. No.
Well, the motion... I'm not sure. What do you mean by belong to the PNB and not the audit committee?
Well, I think it's beyond the audit committee's responsibilities now. It's up to the PNB to deal with this.
Agreed.
Okay. Well, I take that as an argument against the motion.
Bill for the stack.
Okay. Sean for the stack.
Relating to the stack.
Was Nia done speaking?
No.
No, Nia's not done to the
stack.
As far as I can tell. Nia, continue.
Okay. I think people who might be objecting is that they don't understand what the responsibilities of the audit committee is supposed to be. And that's why I said earlier, I prefaced it by saying that the audit committee should be satisfied that management establishes effective processes for maintaining adequate internal control and procedures for accurate financial reporting. There's nothing here. It is the audit committee's responsibility to work with management. There's nothing to make sure that we are doing what we're supposed to do and that we are addressing the issues in the management letter. That has been, and this is really just it's old news, basically.
Sean for the stack.
Okay, so I'll take a stack on this. Sean.
Arlene.
Let me let Arlene comment first, and then Sean. Anyone else?
Bill.
Alex. Bill.
Alex.
Alex. Okay. Go ahead, Arlene.
Summer.
Okay. In terms of the deficiencies, LaVarne and I have already started to work on a corrective plan there, and we plan to have an initial version for the audit committee at their meeting on the 12th. We're also working on financial policies and procedures. So that's in the timeline that we'll be presenting at the Los Angeles meeting.
Okay, thank you. Sean?
Yeah, this is another one of those motions that's telling us to do what we already do. As you just heard from Arlene, she and our CFO are already working on this. They're already working with the audit committee. I'd like to read from our bylaws exactly what the audit committee is supposed to do. The audit committee, which shall oversee the annual audit of the foundation's books and shall not include financial committee members. What they're supposed to do is help us procure a good auditor, a different auditor, every 2 or 3 years. And right now, what I see is an incredible overreach, and a lot of this stuff should be in the finance committee, which also is concerned with our material weaknesses, our internal controls, and everything. This motion, as I look at it, and I'm a former member of the audit committee, is an incredible overreach and should be, therefore, voted down. Thank you.
Bill.
Tracy for the stack, if I could.
Okay, you're on. Nia, you're on, too. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, if the bylaws specifically say we should have an audit committee, they don't specifically say some of the other committees, but if the audit committee isn't supposed to deal with something like this, probably not much point in us having the committee. And if Marlene and Laverne are already working on the reports, then this isn't really creating any extra work. But, you know, for the last couple of years, we've had really serious audit reports, management letters, and all these things that just kept dropping through the cracks. And so this is just a I really like the fact the motion specifically asked for written as well as oral progress reports, because as you all know, we haven't had time at many of our meetings for either an ED or a CFO report. And at least, you know, we need to get that information in writing. As our auditor told us all in Los Angeles, and he also told the audit committee, this is a very important fiduciary function of PNB, and we need to follow and make sure the appropriate action is being taken on the deficiencies in the management letter. And so if you're voting no on this, it's like saying that's not important.
A mischaracterization. Point of personal privilege.
Sean, please.
Point of privilege. That's a horrible mischaracterization.
That's my opinion.
That's not a point of privilege, and I'll put you back on the stack if you like.
Put me back on the stack.
Bill, finish what you're saying.
Well, that's my opinion, and I think it's important that we pass this motion.
Alex, you're next.
I think this motion is ill-advised. First of all, let's go through it. First of all, the point number one in the audit committee, it says the audit committee will immediately review the auditor's 2001 management letter, so-and-so. The audit committee can certainly do that, but that does not require any kind of approval by the PNB. So that's number one point there is moot. The second point, I agree that with the previous comments that the audit committee seems to be overreaching their role. From the wording of this motion, it sounds as if the audit committee thinks that the executive director is, that they're the boss of the executive director. The organizational structure we have is that the executive director reports to the Pacifica National Board, not to the audit committee. They're also treading on ground that properly should be the province of the National Finance Committee. Furthermore, we already voted to accept the auditor's report at our January meeting, so this is redundant in any case, and Arlene and Laverne are already doing this work. So I think the whole motion is just ill-advised.
We have George, four more people on the stack. Is there any objection to extending? You know, we do have an executive session we need to get to. Is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes in order to complete the stack on this? Okay, hearing none. Summer?
Yes. I think it is very important that we see to it that we handle the deficiencies in the management letter, because they're virtually the same deficiencies of last year and probably the year before. I think it might be a bit onerous and burdensome to the executive staff to have to report it monthly. I mean, actually, we have our meetings more often than once a month, as it turns out, but I still think it would be maybe a bit much every month, you know, maybe quarterly and definitely in writing. But and some of it obviously would go back to Finance Committee. So I'm not even speaking for or against. I think it's important that we address these issues. This may be a bit cumbersome in terms of how much reporting is being asked of them, but I don't think quarterly reporting on progress would be unreasonable at all at every, like, in-person meeting to know if we're fixing the deficiency so that next year's management letter looks better than this year's. So that's probably what I would support.
Okay. Tracy.
Okay, really fast. I just want to say I was on the audit committee when we hired Toni Cole as an OSB member, and I do want to give Mia a thanks. I think she shepherded that process well, and I think we got a good auditor who gave us some really valuable information. That said, I'm wondering if I could make a friendly amendment to the motion to strike the language regarding the reports at every teleconference and every in-person meeting. My sense of it, like Summer, is that that is somewhat onerous, and that to some degree it replaces reporting with action. We've heard from our ED and our CFO that they are committed to this, and that we may and should hold them accountable for making progress. I don't think we should substitute endless reporting with the expectation that they're not doing the work. That's their job. So I would like to strike the language about the frequency of the reporting. Otherwise, I have no objection to the motion. And NEA may or may not be open to that. I don't know, but that's my suggestion.
There's no such thing as a friendly amendment. This motion is before the floor.
I am willing to make that amendment.
Go ahead, Tracy. You're saying quarterly, Tracy? You saying quarterly?
I could accept that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Any amendment would have to come to the body.
Yes, that's correct. Is there a second for whatever? What amendment do you want to make, Tracy?
Second. The amendment is to the language of item 3. I don't have it in front of me, but it would replace reports at every PNB teleconference and quarterly meeting to written reports at every quarterly meeting on progress regarding the auditor's letter regarding material defects.
Or
second. However we want to word that.
Wow, that
basically,
was longer
we're striking,
than I thought. Send me the wording.
I can send you the wording tonight after I get home and get to a computer, but basically I'm striking the at every teleconference.
That's cool.
From the existing wording. And we are replacing the word written, and we're keeping in the word quarterly.
Do you want me to read it with the amendment?
These are
me, folks.
No, I don't want you to read it. I think the sense of it is completely clear. We now have an amendment on the floor. Did someone second that, by the way? Someone did.
I did. Yes.
So what's it? So I'm in a bit of a funny position. I had a stack.
We call the question.
Speaking to the main motion, and we then
we
have,
call the question.
We can, yes. Does anyone want to speak to it, however, the amendment, that is?
Yes.
Go ahead, Campbell.
Yes. I think that in hearing the auditor's report, it indicated very clearly and abundantly that the deficiencies that were noted in 08, and I was there for the 08 report, have not been addressed by the PNB. There's no accountability. The NFC has its hands filled with budgets and with other things that it has as priority responsibilities, and I don't think that this is an appropriate area to slather on top of the NFC's workload. I think that we really need to address this in a very serious fashion, and that in terms of the circumstances that Pacifica finds itself in with regard to its internal controls, if we had read the management letter, then we would see how serious the problems
Campbell,
are.
The only
and
thing,
we need
the
to
only
go
thing
forward.
That's in order now is to speak to this amendment.
Really?
You favor the amendment or oppose it?
I'm speaking in opposition to the amendment.
Okay, thank you.
I thought it was clear.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't get it. Anyone else want to speak to the amendment?
Yeah, I would. It's Jennifer. I think it should be quarter. Well, this would be an amendment to the amendment, I think. I would think it should read quarterly reports or as progress is made. Second.
No. Weird time.
Sorry. But this way progress is made sooner and management wants to report to us, they can do it.
Well, they don't need a motion to do that. They can certainly report whenever they want.
Information. This is Dan.
But if you want to make it as an amendment, we've got it on the floor. Yes,
the chair word time
information. I got that.
Okay. Just so I'm clear, so when I go back to the audit committee, whatever is passed, you understand. Now, this is March. So when we say quarterly, we've two quarters are over. So the next time that this will be reported on would be in July.
No, I think April.
Yeah.
My sense of it was going to be at all of the in-person meetings.
Yeah,
which are basically quarterly. That was my sense of what the amendment was.
I just wanted.
Okay, we have an amendment to the amendment.
My amendment. Yeah.
Point of order.
There's too many people.
Point of order.
I can't hear.
What's the point of order? I can't hear you.
We were beyond time.
I know that. We're going to go to a vote on the amendment to the amendment, which was quarterly or as progress is made. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
That was Jennifer.
No, nothing.
Okay. Is there any objection to that motion? Sorry,
yeah.
To that amendment? There is an objection? Did I hear an objection?
Yes.
Okay. Richard, please take the roll on that amendment.
Okay. Sharon, are you here?
Jennifer's amendment?
Jennifer's amendment, yes.
Yes. What was Jennifer's amendment? There were so many voices. I don't know what Jennifer said. What did Jennifer say?
As I just said, Jennifer's amendment was quarterly or as progress is made. That is to say, the executive director and CFO will provide written and oral progress reports quarterly or as progress is made. Is that correct, Jennifer?
That's correct.
What, Nia?
Point of information?
Is it whichever is more frequent? You said
please,
quarterly
please,
or...
Jennifer, I asked if that was correct.
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you.
What did she say?
Point of information?
What was the point of information?
So this would replace Tracy's amendment requiring written quarterly reports at the in-person meetings. Is that correct?
That's right. It would modify that amendment to read, and in addition, reports as available, essentially.
Is that in addition? This isn't doing away with quarterly reports?
It doesn't do away with quarterly reports. It's in addition. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's all I wanted to clarify. I want to make sure we're still getting written reports quarterly with progress.
Okay.
Thank you.
So,
this is your recording secretary. Please send me copies of all that stuff.
Fair enough.
Okay, this is a vote on the amendment to the amendment. You've made me sick. Sharam Amir.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Phil Manzala.
Yes.
John O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford. Summer Reese.
Yes.
Rico Ross. Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Alberto Loero.
Yes.
Richard Uzel. I'm going to abstain. Nia Bediako.
Yes.
Kathy Davis. Jennifer Jaeger.
Yes.
Alex Steinhaus.
Abstain.
Alonzo Brown.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson.
No.
Kimori Orndorff.
Yes.
Marcel Reeves. Marcel?
Yes.
Thank you. Jim Bennett?
Yes.
Sophia Wangaza?
Yes.
Yes, one no, and two abstentions.
Okay, so the amendment passes. What's in front of us now is the main motion as amended. Richard, would you take the roll on that, please?
Point of information?
Yes.
There's no more discussion on the motion itself?
No, we're out of time.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion, because I think we need more discussion on this. I'd like to make a motion to table until we get to the in-face meeting.
I second that.
Okay.
Me too.
This is not discussable. Richard, would you take the roll on motion to table?
Are there any objections?
Are there any objections?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right, Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford. Summer Reese.
Pass.
Bill Crozier.
No.
Alberto Loero.
Yes.
Richard Uzel, yes. Nia Bediako.
No.
Kathy Davis. Jennifer Jager.
Pass.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Alonzo Brown.
Pass.
Pass or yes?
Pass.
Pass.
Alonzo, I can't understand. Pass.
Pass. Pass.
Pass.
Pass.
Pass.
Okay, thank you. Campbell Johnson.
No.
Kimberly Horndog.
No.
Marcel Reed.
Abstain.
Jim Bennett.
No.
Fia Wingoski.
Yes.
Shiram Agmir.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Pass.
Don't have much time. Andrea Turner.
No.
Joe Anzala.
Yes.
Okay. Summer Reese.
Abstain.
Jennifer Jager.
Yes.
Alonzo Brown.
Yes.
Tracy Rosen.
I'm going to vote no.
Nine yes, seven no, and two abstentions.
Okay, so the motion to table.
What was the vote again?
Richard, would you repeat the vote?
9-7-2.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay, we are out of time for this meeting. We do have an executive session coming up next. We'll take a break for 5 minutes, or as fast as you can get to the phone for the next meeting. I'd appreciate that. And we'll see you in just a few moments.
Summer?
Yes.